There is a conservative group out of Texas called Right on Crime, rightoncrime.com, and what they do is they get really smart people together, take these conservative principles and values that we hold, and you look at our criminal justice system and the way we treat crime in America, and we look at it a new way. They bring some new ideas to the table. Vikrant Reddy is our guest. He is a policy analyst, and I specifically wanted him to come on and talk about this issue of marijuana and the decriminalization specifically. And there, first of all, the distinction between decriminalization and legalization, Vikrant.
Is full legalization. That means you can sell it, you can have your store, you can do anything.
I mean, this is state of Washington, no state of Colorado, right?
State of Washington, state of Colorado.
Golden Arches, buy your brownies.
Right. Yeah. Now, decriminalization is a little bit different. I would say, just broadly speaking, decriminalization means that there are legal sanctions for possession and sale of marijuana, but throwing people into prison is probably not the best way to handle that problem. Very counterproductive.
Well, and this is sort of one of the ongoing themes at Right on Crime, and that is for decades now, conservatives have sort of looked at law and order and criminal justice as a throw them in jail, throw away the key, we don't want to see them anymore, done with it. And you guys think that's not really working these days.
No, it's not working. To stick with the marijuana tack, for example, in Texas, people don't actually go and get locked up in prison a long time for having marijuana. But here is what happens. They get arrested, and then they wait behind bars until they have a trial date. They go to trial, and they usually get probation. And so it's worth asking, why do we spend all that money keeping them locked up for a few days or weeks?
Yeah.
So we tried to deal with that problem by decriminalizing. We issued a bill for cite and summons. You can basically write a ticket, tell them send in the fine, appear in court, do those kinds of things, and the problem will be taken care of. Of course, if you don't do those things, you still go to prison, you still get locked up.
Yeah.
So there's still serious sanction there.
Now, we want to make this clear. You're not compelling people to go out and take bong hits. Okay? You are not forcing people to dwell with the chronic.
That is, it's good to clarify that. Please, Vikrant, are you?
I think I'll stick by my former answer.
All right, good. I really want to make sure because here is the problem. The old politics in America would be that if you ever came up with a new idea about how to treat people who are, using drugs or get arrested with drugs, even that little idea of, listen, instead of just keeping them in jail the whole time until their trial date, why are we wasting that money? Suddenly you're called soft on crime and you're pro-drugs and you start getting hit with all these labels. How do you combat that rhetoric?
Well, I think, you hit on it whenever you said new ideas. What's so interesting is we did a poll in November of people's attitudes on these issues, and here's what we found. We found the most support came from liberals and came from Tea Party-identified Republicans. It was the moderate Republicans in the middle who were a little skeptical. So the alliance is among Tea Party right-wingers and left-wingers.
There's no soft-on-crime problem with this. I mean, look at a guy like me. My mom was a prosecutor. Cops used to come and execute search warrants on my dinner table. I'm a lawyer. I was an Army officer for 20-some years. I got drug tested. I threw people out of the Army for smoking dope. I don't like dope. It's tacky. It's cheesy. And I'm wondering why we're taking away people's liberties, spending our tax money, wrecking their futures by labeling them as criminals when they do something that I would never do.
Mm-hmm.
But, does not seem to me, based on the evidence, measurably worse than drinking. How do you respond to someone?
Oh, I think you're exactly right. And again, you really hit on it whenever you talked about just ruining their lives for this thing, which we don't approve of. But why would you derail somebody's entire future? Texas, that we had this crazy situation. You guys will love this story. You come out of prison, you want to be able to get a job and get back on your own two feet, right? We were teaching folks behind bars how to cut hair so they could come out and become barbers, become cosmetologists. But there was a licensing rule that anybody with a criminal record couldn't get the barber's license. So what was the point of the course?
Were they afraid you're going to go all Sweeney Todd on?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so you come in with the Broadway musical reference.
I'm a very musical person.
All right, Kurt Schlichter. Vikrant Reddy, thank you so much. I got to ask you really fast before we go, because I know you're here. You're trying to promote these ideas as well as other ideas, new ways of looking at how we treat criminals in America. Yeah. Are you making any headway with conservatives? Are you meeting resistance? Because it seems to me little issues like this that resonate with people, this is a way we can open up ourselves to a vast number of new voters.
We are making headway today in the United States Senate Judiciary Committee. They passed a bill called Senate Bill 1675, and it projects some of these ideas we've been talking about today at the federal level.
Right.
Hope-style probation courts, focusing on specialty courts for veterans, focusing on better risk assessment tools for different offenders. And what's great is Washington is learning from the states. I think it was Senator Cornyn and Senator Whitehouse who looked at Texas and Ohio and Georgia and said, these are smart policy ideas. They can be taken to Washington now.
All right, great. Vic Rontready, thank you so much. Again, the organization is Right on Crime. Check them out, rightoncrime.com. Kurt Schlichter stays right here.